Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Vav, daf 106. We left off on 105b towards the top of the page. Kuf Hei Amud Bet. We were talking about bribes yesterday towards the end of the daf. Good morning, Boker Tov. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom HaBa L'Chonim, V'Chalam Chem, Dab Marachim HaGan Ujjan, Elam Echon Ucham, Enifas, Arab Al-Munim, Shalom HaSarad, Dabin Marachim HaFa, V'Dabra Rifka, V'Dakha Rifka, V'Dister, Shalom HaMasar Fahim, Adam Shalom HaNa, Efa, Amin, Yamin, Yabad, Amin, Yafa, Chaya, V'Sukhan, Rachim HaKan, Asam, Rachim HaKan, Rachim HaKan, Rachim HaKan, Rachim HaKan, Rachim Okay, we're at the top of the page on Kufei Amud Bet. Amar Abba Barav Shila, Hay Dayana Dishail Shailta. If there was a judge who borrowed some, who is a borrower, he likes to borrow a lot, Pasul Lemedan Dina, he's not allowed to make a judgment. Meaning he's somebody that always borrows. He borrows from many people in the city. So, Velo Amiran, that's only the late Le Laushule. That's only when he doesn't have what to lend out. But if he has what to lend out also, then there's no problem. Meaning if we're worried about somebody's always borrowing but he's not paying back, that's a problem. But if he's lending, if he has what to lend out as well, that's fine. So the Gemara says, Ini, is that really the case? That someone who borrows is not allowed to be a judge? Rava borrowed from the academy, from the house of Bar Miryon. And even though they didn't borrow back from him, he is still allowed to be the Dayan. So when it says over there, Hatam La Choshuvinhu Hudbae, the reason for his borrowing was not actually to borrow. He wanted to let the people around know that these people he's borrowing from are very important people. So he wanted to be machshiv them. He wanted to give them important status to take from them so that people would give them chashivut. Amar Rava, Mai Tamad Shuchada. What's the reason for bribery? What's the question? What does that mean? So why do we forbid taking bribery if we said that even if it's to be mezakeh the zakai or mechayev the chayav, meaning that even if you're going to give the right judgment, it's still forbidden to take bribery. Why? So the Gemara says, kevan de kabil le shuchada minei ikrava le da'ate gabe. Once you take a bribe, you become close to that person. And you become like a part of that person's body. And you're not going to be able to see something wrong with yourself. It's very hard to see yourself doing something wrong and blame yourself for something. So therefore he would be pasul and he would not be able to judge. The Gemara asks, "My shochad? Why is it called shochad? What's shochad?" So the Gemara says, "Shehuchad." It means you become one with the person. When you take a bribe, you now join him and become one. Amar papa. You should not do judgment to someone who you love or someone that you hate because you're going to change the deen because of that. Someone you love, you're going to always tell him, give him the right judgment. The sanilei, the one that you hate, you're going to judge him always in the negative. Amar Abaye, Haitzur Ba Merabanan, if there is a young rabbi, the Merchamin Le B'nei Mata, that the city has mercy on him, they love him. Why? Lav Mishum De Ma'alei Tveis, not because he has great midot, Ela Mishum De Lo Muchach Lehu B'milei De Shemaya. What's the reason why people in communities would love the young rabbis? It's because they don't rebuke the community in things between them and Hashem. Meaning, person's breaking this mitzvah, not keeping that mitzvah, and the rabbi doesn't rebuke them. So that's why the community would love them. He's telling you what a reason maybe why they would love him. Amar Rava, Mireish Hava Amena, Hane Bnei Machoza, Kulu Rachamuli. In the beginning, Rava thought that all of Bnei Machoza loved him. Kivan Dahu Dayan, Havai Dayana. Once he became the judge, Amena. He says, some of them hate me, some of them love me. Once he saw that the person was becoming chayav today, he was losing the judgment today, it was winning tomorrow. Amena, he said, Im merachem kulu rachamuli. Im misanu kulu sanuli. He said, if they love me, all of them will love me. And if they hate me, all of them will hate me. Meaning, his system of judgment became that if a person becomes liable in judgment, he'll probably continue becoming liable in every single judgment that he has, because he's probably somebody who's not such a great person, right? So if he lost in the beginning, he's probably going to continue losing, and that person's going to hate him. Whereas the vice versa would apply as well. If someone wins, he's going to continue loving him. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "V'shochad lo tikach," says you should not take a bribe. Eino tzerich lomar shochad mamon. You don't even need to tell us bribery of money. Ela afido shochad varim, even if it's a bribery of words. Nami asur, that's also forbidden. Midelokati, from the fact that it did not write in the pasuk, betza lo tikach, don't take money. It didn't say money, it said shochad. So it must be even words. So the Gemara now asks, heichi dame shochad varim. What is considered bribery of the words? So the Gemara says, kihad de Shemuel, it's following the opinion of Shemuel. Shemuel, the havam avar ma'abara, he was crossing over a bridge. Ata hahu gavra, there was a person, now we're going to get into a bunch of stories, I think it's like five stories, but how people help somebody, not even with money, they just helped someone, and the person didn't want to judge their case because he helped them. So Shemuel was passing over a bridge, and someone came, Yahiv de Yadeh, he gave him his hand to help him over the bridge. Amar le, my avitich, he says, what can I do for you? And he said, Amar le, dina itli. So the guy told Shmuel, I have a judgment, can you come and judge me? Amar le, pasil nalach le dina. I became pasul now to you. Because you did me a favor, I'm going to like you more. So therefore, that's even considered shochad. Second story. Amemar hava yativ vekad da'in dina. Amemar was giving a case of judgment. And parach gad, listen to this story. Parach gadfa reshe, a feather came and fell on his head. Ata ugavra, a man came, shakle, and took it off his head. Amarle mayavitich, what can I do for you? Amarle dina itli, he said, I have a case of judgment. Amarle pasin alach ledina, I'm pasul to you to judge, because you took the feather off my head. You did me a favor. Mor ukva havashade ruka kame. Mor ukva was walking and there was a, you know, I guess a kind of puddle right in front of him, a spit or whatever you call it, spittle. Ata hu gavra, a man came, kasiye, and covered it so that he would not step into it. Amar le maya vitich, what can I do for you? Amar le dina idli, I have a case of judgment. Amar le pasil nalach le dina, I am pasul to you to judge because you did me a favor. That's story number three. Story number four. Rabbi Ishmael bar Rabbi Yossi, have a ragil arise, da have a mighty le, kol ma'ale shabbata kanta de pire. Rabbi Ishmael, his sharecropper would bring for him every erev Shabbat a basket of fruits. Yom achad, one day, aiti le behei b'shabbata. One week he brought him on Thursday, not on Friday. So amar le mai shna idna. So he asked his sharecropper, why did you bring it Thursday this week? So what did he say? He said, amar le dina idli, I have a case of judgment. Ve'ameina, and I said, agav orche aiti le lemor, you know, while I'm walking, I'll just bring it to you today anyway, while I have a judgment today. You know, like wink, wink. So, he didn't even take it. He said, I'm not going to take it from you. He said, I'm pasul to you. I cannot judge your case now. He didn't even take it, and he's pasul to him. Because he wanted to bring it to him. So, otiv zuzad rabbanan, says there was a, he put a group of rabbis, a pair of rabbis to judge his case. And what happened? When he was walking back and forth, he was thinking, amar ibae ta'in hachi, ve ibae ta'in hachi. He was thinking for the help of the man, of the sharecropper, saying if he wants, he could make a claim like this, make a claim like that. And he realized, I'm thinking how I can benefit him, how I can help him. And I didn't even take the fruits from him a day early. Look at that. So he said, Amar tepach nafshan shal mekablei shochad. He says, the people who accept bribes, they should be put to death. Uma ani. He says, I, shelon natalti, I didn't even take the bribe. Ve'im natal, and it's not even a bribe. He's bringing him his fruits. It's just a day early. Ve'im natalti, and if I would have taken sheli, shalin natalti, it's my own thing that I'm taking, kach, and still I have these thoughts. So, mekaple shochad, people who actually take bribes, alachat kama vekama, how much more so, they will be inclined to definitely change the judgment. So clearly we see how bad it is. Okay, another story. Rabbi Ishmael bar Elisha, aiti le'ahu gavra reshit hagez. Rabbi Ishmael, they brought to him the first animals. So he brought to him these first animals, Rashi says, "Bechol shana shegozez otan chayav liten lekohen echad mishishim." He brought him; he has to bring 1/60th. So he brings him this 1/60th. So Amar Li, he was a kohen, right? Amar Li meheichaat. So he asked the guy who brought this animal to him, "Where are you from?" Amar Li midoch plan. He said, "I'm from this place, from Ploni, from this certain place." So he asked him, "Umehatam laachad lo hava kohen lemitvah le? What, from there until here, there was no kohen to give the animal to?" So Amar Le, dina idli, says, I have a case of judgment. Va'amena, and he said, agav orchai, aiti le namor, he says, and I'll bring it to you. I just thought maybe I'll bring it to you because I have a case of judgment and I know that you're a dayan. Wink, wink, maybe you can help me out. So Amar le pasil nalach ledina. Now I became pasul to you, and not only that, lo kabil minei. I'm not even going to take the animal. Otiv le zuga de rabanan. This is a similar story, right? He placed a zug of rabbis. I don't know why the previous story said zuzah de rabanan. It's a zuzah and zugah, the same word, but in Aramaic, but really it just means zug, right? It's a pair of rabbis. Earlier I used the word with a zayin, here it's with a gimel. I'm not sure why. So he placed a pair of rabbis, v'kadayni le, and they were judging him. V'hadei deka azil v'ateh, when he was walking back and forth, amar ibayitayinachi, he thought for the guy, he could make this claim and he could make that claim. Amar tepach nafsham shem akablei shochad. He said, look at what people who take bribes, look what happens to them. Uma ani, look at me, shalona. I didn't even take the animal. V'im natalti, and if I would have taken, what would have happened? Sheli natalti, I would have taken my own. This is mine. It's worth for me because I'm a kohen. Kach, and still I have these thoughts. I didn't even take it. Mekablei shochad, people who actually take bribes. Alachad kama v'kama, how much more so that this is going to ruin their thoughts, right? So clearly, this is bribes definitely make a person change his thought process. Rav Anan Aiti Leahu Gavra Kanta de Gildane Deve Gile. There was a man who brought to Rav Anan a basket of, I think it's fish, if I'm not mistaken. Rashi says, Dagim Ktanim, yeah, small fish. Okay. Amarle Maya Vitich. So he said to the guy, what can I do for you? Amarle Dina Itli, I have a case of judgment. Lo Kabil Mine, he didn't even take it from him. Amarle Limancha Mor. Sorry, Amarle Pasil Nalach Ledina. I became Pasul to you to judge you. Amarle Dina Demor Lubaina. I didn't want you to judge me. Kabule the kabil more, but at least take the fish that I'm bringing you. Dilul imancha more me'akruvei bikurim, so that you don't hold me back from giving my bikurim. Let me at least give this to you. So look at okay. So the Gemara then says, Detanya, the Braita says, ve'ish ba mibal shalisha, ve'yavel ish ha'elohim lechem bikurim. There was a person who came from Baal Shalisha, and he brought for the Isha Elohim, I think it's referring to Elisha, lechem bikurim, bikurim bread, esrim lechem seorim v'karmel b'tziklono, in his hut, he brought him all this bread, which was bikurim. We know bikurim only go to a kohen, right? So the Gemara asks, v'chi Elisha ochel bikurim ava? Was Elisha a kohen? He wasn't a kohen, how could he eat bikurim? Ela, what is it teaching you? Lomar lach, kol ha-mevi doron le-tamid chacham, ki ilu makriv bikurim. Anybody who brings a gift to a tamid chacham is as if you bring bikurim, your first fruits. So Amar le, he said to them, kabule lo ba'in and de'ikbil. He says, I'm not going to accept it, but hash, I wasn't going to accept it. Hashta da'amardli ta'ama, but now that you told me the reason, mekabilna, I'll accept it from you. Meaning you're not bringing it to me as a bribe, you just want to give it to me. So Shadarei lekamid Rav Nachman. Rav Anan sent this person to Rav Nachman in a different city to judge his case. He can't judge the case. Now he sent it to Rav Nachman. So Shalech le, he said to him, Nidayne mor lahai gavra. He said, please judge this man. De ana anan pasil na le dina. I, Rav Anan, I am pasul to him to judge his case. So what do you think Rav Nachman thinks? There's many halachot about judging. Why would a judge become pasul? There's many reasons. Reason number one, the number one reason we always think of, I mean, besides the fact that if his person's not shomer Torah or mitzvot, he's pasul, obviously, but if he's shomer Torah or mitzvot, the number one reason a person would be pasul for edut, for testimony, for judgment, is when he's related. When a person has a close relation to the person. A second cousins, you're closer than second cousin. Anything closer, second cousins are closer, you're pasul. So he thought, Rav Nachman said, Amar, midashalach li, from the fact that he's sending this judgment to me, Hachi, and he's saying like this, that I'm pasul. We know that Rav Anan is not a rasha. Of course, he's a tzaddik. Why would he be pasul? So Shema Mina must be krevehu. It must be he's a relative of this guy. He thought, Rav Nachman thought it was his relative. So Hava Kaim Dina Diyatme Kameh. Rav Nachman also had another case of a judgment of orphans in front of him. So now he has two cases. So flipping the Amud, Amar, Hai Aseh, the Hai Aseh. Both of these is a mitzvat Aseh. Each case, the judge, it's a mitzvah aser, right? As the pasuk says, ushvatem tzedek, if the judge righteously. So the Gemara says, aser dekvod Torah adif, the positive commandment of doing for talmidei chachamim, for this talmid chacham, or for Rav Anan, is better. So let me do it for his relative, he thought. So salkei ledina, he brought so he left the case of the orphans and he came to this guy's case. when the opponent saw how much respect and honor the judge was giving him, because he was Rav Anan's relative, so istatam b'ta'anate. He didn't even have an argument. He couldn't say anything anymore. So from the fact that Rav Anan sent like that and didn't explain properly, Rav Nachman thought it was his relative. He took his judgment case and he kind of sounds like supported him a little bit, and not necessarily against the law, but he kind of listened to his ta'anot, his arguments more. So Rav Anan, Hava Ragil Eliyahu Da'ate Gabe. Rav Anan always had Eliyahu, a Navi, come next to him. The Hava Matne Le Seder De Eliyahu, who would teach him all of the Seder De Eliyahu. What's the Seder De Eliyahu? We saw this earlier. This is called Tana Deve Eliyahu, where we read this every morning. What's Tana Deve Eliyahu? So there's a Machloket, a Rishonim, who wrote this Tana Deve Eliyahu. There was a group of let's call it Beraitot, that were written. It's cited in the Gemara many times. There's two different opinions. There's one opinion, I think the Rambam says, that, I actually put it over here, that really it was not Eliyahu Navi who wrote Tana de Eliyahu. It was a Tana at that time, in the time of the Tanaim, who wrote this Tana de Eliyahu. Whereas the Maran Achida is quoted over here also, that says that no, it was really Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi wrote Tana de Eliyahu. But anyhow, so he would come and teach Rav Anan. Eliyahu Navi would come and teach Rav Anan this Tana de Eliyahu. So Kevan de Avad Achi, since Rav Anan did like this and he didn't explain, it wasn't his relative. Istalak, Eliyahu Navi didn't come to him anymore. So Yativ b'ta'anita. So Rav Anan sat fasting. Uba'ar rachamein, he prayed to Hashem, bring me back Eliyahu Navi. Va'ata, and he came back. Ki ata habam vayit le ba'ute. He was trying to make him scared. He was mafchid oto. He was trying to make Rav Anan scared now. Ve'avad tivuta v'yativ kamei ad de'apik le sidrei. He sat next to him, and Eliyahu Navi taught him all of the seder of Tana de Eliyahu. Ve'hainu de'amri, this is what they say, seder de Eliyahu rabah, seder de Eliyahu zuta. There's a big Tana de Eliyahu, and there's a small one. So the big one he taught him before Eliyahu Navi left, and the smaller one he taught him when he came back. This is what he meant to say. Okay, b'shaneder Rav Yosef, hava ritcha. In the time and the years of Rav Yosef, there was a bad anger Hashem had, and he put a starvation in the world. So Amri le Rabbanan Rav Yosef, Rabbanan asked Rav Yosef, libaye morachameh, why doesn't Rav Yosef pray to Hashem, ask for the famine to end? So Amar lehu, he said to them, hashta, uma Elisha, if Elisha, dechihavu Rabbanan miftere mikameh, when the rabbis would leave him, havu paishe tere alfan umatan, there would still be 2,200 rabbis staying with him when the shiur would end. Umatan Rabbanan ba'idan, but Idan Ritcha, when Hashem was angry and he brought a famine in the world, lo hava bay rachameh, he didn't pray for mercy. Elisha didn't ask for mercy. So ana ibay rachameh, I should ask for mercy. Who am I? So the Gemara goes on a side note and now goes on this point of how many students were left with each rabbi when the shiur ended. They would stay with him. But on a side point, I don't know if necessarily that's the correct response. Just because somebody didn't pray at a time of famine doesn't mean you shouldn't pray at a time of famine. If there's something going wrong, you should always pray for mercy. So now the Gemara asks, "Umi mai de paishe hachi? How do we know there was 2,200 rabbis stayed with him after the shiur ended, after he finished?" So dichtiv, as pasuk says, "Vayomer mesharto, his servant said, ma eten ze lifnei mea ish? How should I put this in front of 100 men?" So the Gemara asks, "Mai lifnei mea ish? What do you mean in front of 100 men?" So ilem, maybe he meant to say de kulo lifnei mea ish. Maybe he meant to say these 22 portions of food that he had, he places it in front of 100 people. So that's b'shanei batzoret tuvahavu. That's a lot of food for a famine. Meaning, if you're in a famine, to have 22 large portions, 22 trays of food to give to 100 people is a lot of food. Imagine the amount of food we had on Simchat Torah to give only to 100 people, right? So imagine something like that. It's a lot of food, especially in the time of a famine. So the Gemara says, Ela, they call chad v'chad kameh mea ish. Rather, each one of from these 22 portions to go to 100 people. Meaning, you have one portion for 100 people. So imagine one of those popper trays for 100 people. Imagine how that would finish in 1 second, right? So that was the famine that they had. And that 22 trays for 100 groups of people, so that's 2,200 people. That's how we know that 2,200 people would stay. Okay? Okay, very good. Then the Gemara continues. Ki havam miftarei rabbanan mibei rav. When the rabbis would leave the house, the Beit Midrash of Rav, havu paishe alfa ummatan rabbanan. 1,200 rabbis would stay. Mibei rav Huna, from the Beit Midrash of Rav Huna, or the house of Rav Huna, havu paishe tmane mea rabbanan. 800 would stay. Rav Huna Havad Darish bet Leisar Amuraye. Rav Huna, when he would make a derasha, he would make his derashot amongst 13 spokespersons. Ki havo kaimei rabbanan mitivta. When the rabbis would leave the Beit Midrash after Rav Huna's speech, it was such a long shiur. The Rav Huna v'naftze glimayu, they would put on their jackets. Have a salik avka. So much dust would fly in the air from how much Torah there was and how long they were sitting there. V'kasele liyoma, and it made it dark outside. From all the dust. It's not a literal, I don't think. I think it's just trying to teach you how long they would spend learning Torah. Ve'amri b'ma'arava, and all the way in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, Kamu lemi mitifte de Rav Huna bevla. They stood up in the Beit Midrash of Rav Huna right now. Look outside, you see how it's the cloudy? So that when you go outside today and you see it's cloudy, you can understand that it's probably Rabbi Ben Chaim is coming to this Kanisa now. You understand that? Ki miftarei Rabbanan mibei Rabbah, Rav Yosef, when the Rabbanan left the Rabban, Rav Yosef's Beit Midrash, Havu paishe arba mea Rabbanan, 400 would stay. And they called themselves orphans. So now they're left with so little. The Torah is finished. Right? So, kihavu miftarei rabbanan mibei abaye. When the rabbis would leave the Beit Midrash of Abaye, ve'amrila mibei Rav Papa, and some say from Rav Papa, ve'amrila, and some say mibei Rav Ashi, from Rav Ashi, havu paishen matan rabbanan. 200 would stay, ve'karu nafshayu yatmei di yatmei. And they would call themselves the orphans of orphans. They're so minimal, there's so little left. Amar Bitzchak Bar Radifa, he said, Amar Bi'ami, Mevakrei Mumin Shubi Yerushalayim, the people who would check the blemishes of animals in Yerushalayim, Ayunot Lin Tzcharan Mitrumat HaLishka, would take their schar, take their reward from the chamber treasury in the Beit HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tamidei Chachamim HaMelamdim HaLachot Shechita, the Tamidei Chachamim teaching the laws of Shechita, the Kohanim, for the Kohanim, Ayunot Lin Tzcharan Mitrumat HaLishka, also would take it from the Trumat HaLishka. Amar Rav Gidel Amarav, Tamidei Chachamim HaMelamdim HaLachot Kemitza, the Tamidei Chacham who would teach the halachot of Kemitza. What's the halachot of Kemitza? The mincha offerings that they would use, the mincha offerings they would teach the Kohanim how to do Kemitza with, is they take it with their with this finger and they would use the flour from the mincha to be makriv to be makriv on the mizbeach. They would do this whole process. So he would teach them these the Tamidei Chachamim would teach the Kohanim these halachot. Or not necessarily to the Kohanim, but teach these halachot in general. Tamidei Chachamim HaMelamdim HaLachot Kemitza LaKohanim, teaching it to the Kohanim, notlin scharam mitrumat HaLishka. So they would take their sachar from the Turmat HaLishka. Right? Specifically teaching to the Kohanim. Amar Abba Barchana, Amar Biyochanan. Magihei Sefarim, those who overlook, reread, and proofread the Sifrei Kodesh, should be Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim, HaNotlin scharam mitrumat HaLishka, would take their reward from the Turmat HaLishka. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Nashim harogot beparochot, the women who would weave the curtains for the Beit HaMikdash, notlos charam miturmat HaLishka, would also take their reward from the Turmat HaLishka. Ve'ani omer, and Rav Nachman himself says, mikotshei bedek habayit. No, they would take it from the consecrated things to the bedek habayit. Ho'il uparochot tachat binyan asuyot, because the curtains, these curtains that they were weaving was not necessarily used for the Beit HaMikdash itself, was a backup, just in case, instead it was needed. Right? So therefore, they weren't taking from the Turmat HaLishka. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Nashim ha'argot paparochot ubeit garmu al ma'aseh lechem apanim. The women weaving the curtains, or beit garmu's house, they're making the lechem apanim, ubeit avtinas, or the house of avtinas, al ma'aseh aktorat, making the ketorat, kulan hayud notlot scharam miturmat HaLishka. They would all take from the Turmat HaLishka. So why are you saying they would not take from Turmat HaLishka? So the Gemara says, Hatam bidvaveh. Over there, it's talking about the actual curtains for the entrance. We were talking about a different type of curtain. The Amar Rabbi Zera Amarav, Shlosha Asar Parochot Hayu BaMikdash. There were 13 curtains in the Beit HaMikdash. Sheni, in the second Beit HaMikdash. Shiv'a Keneged Shiv'a She'arim. Seven by the seven gates. Echad LePitcho Shel Hechal. One for the entrance of the Hechal, for the Kodesh. Echad LePitcho Shel Ulam. One for the entrance of the Ulam, the antechamber. Bet Bidvir. Two for the Devir. The Devir was the between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. And Bet Kenegdan Be'aliyah. And two against it, two just like it, upstairs in the upper part of the Beit HaMikdash, in the attic part of the Beit HaMikdash. So this is two, two, one, one, and seven. So that you get 13, right? So the way the Beit HaMikdash was formed, there was an Ulam, there was an entrance for the Ulam. Then there was an entrance for the Kodesh, which we also call the Hechal. And then there was an entrance to the Kodesh Kodashim. So these are the three entrances with three different entrances. Okay? Let's finish off the Amud. Tana Rabbanan. Nashim ha-megadlot benehen le-para. If the women raise their children to go and perform the mitzvah para aduma, so the Gemara says, Hayunot lot schanam miturmat alishka. They would take their reward from the turmat alishka. So Abba Shaul Omer, Nashim Yekarot Shev Yerushalayim Hayu Zanot Otan Umafarnasot Otan. He says, no, the wealthy women in Yerushalayim would support them. They wouldn't take it from the Beit HaMikdash. So Ba Minei Ravuna Mirav. Ravuna asked a question from Rav, flipping the Amud. Klei Sharet, Maushi Asu Mikotche Bedekabayit. Can we make the Kelim that are used for the Mizbeach, Achitzon, the outer Mizbeach, that's built of stone, are we allowed to use that, make that from the consecrated items of the Beit HaMikdash? So tzorach mizbeach ninhu, it's for the mizbeach umikotche bedek habayit atu, and you can take it from, you can use it from the money that's used for the bedek habayit. Or perhaps tzorach korban ninhu, or it's for the korban umiturmat halishka hayu osinotan, and they would only take it from the turmat halishka. Can you take it from the bedek habayit or from the turmat halishka? So amarle ein naasin ena miturmat alishka. No, these kelim can only be made from the turmat alishka, from the chamber treasury in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. Let's do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet. We're continuing the topic of bribery. We told 5 stories of people who didn't even take bribery, but were brought to them a little gift or a favor, and still they said, I'm pasul to judge your case. You see how far the Chachamim went not to chas v'shalom do any type of bribery. Then we flipped to the Amud Aleph, Kuvav Amud Aleph. We talked about this Tana Deve Eliyahu. There's something called Tana Deve Eliyahu, which is Baraitot, that we had a machloket if it was written in the time of the Tanaim or in the time of Eliyahu Navi, the prophet. But anyhow, this was something that Rav Anan was taught. Then we went through different stories of all the different rabbis, how many rabbis would stay with them after the rabbis got up from the Beit Midrash. And they said that Rav Huna's Beit Midrash, when everyone would get up, there was so much dust that would make it so dark outside. And towards the bottom of the page, we started getting into the people who are Ozrim Avodat Beit HaMikdash. They're helping for the service of the Beit HaMikdash. So they were able to all take their sachar, take their reward from the Turmat HaLishka, from this treasury chamber in the Beit HaMikdash. And that was pretty much the remainder of the daf. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Any questions?